I don't think you could ever compare Western Oklahoma with downtown London. For example, London has the London Eye, a huge Ferris wheel. It has the Tower of London with all of the British crown jewels and the British Museum and the River Thames with 45 locks. You know, the list goes on and on. If one could compare the two, which you really can't, you might say the Water Zoo Water Park in Clinton might be the closest comparable to the London Eye. And the two Route 66 museums might compare to the Tower of London and the British Museum. Of course, these don't compare. A person can't find a Route 66 in London, try as they might. Route 66 meanders from Illinois to California, so Western Oklahoma doesn't have a corner on the route, but it may have a corner on Route 66 museums. There are several, with two of the best and biggest in Clinton and Elk City. There's the Oklahoma Route 66 Museum in Clinton, and not to be outdone by its competing brethren in Elk City, there's the National Route 66 Museum in Elk City, right next door to the Old Town Museum. As for the River Thames in London, Western Oklahoma sports the North Fork of the Red River that flows through Sayre and then on down to Lake Altus Lugert, which has a lock on it at the southern end. It's called a dam. Now, there's Hyde Park in London. And don't forget the Tower Bridge and St. Paul's Cathedral, where Charles married Lady Diana. In Western Oklahoma, there's Acme Brick Park in Clinton and Ackley Park and Elk City Lake Park, kind of resembling Hyde Park if you close your eyes. Speaker's Corner in Hyde Park is a little like the Centennial Carousel with a speaker system. Western Oklahoma's very own Tower Bridge might compare with the Interstate 40 Diverging Diamond Interchange at Main Street in Elk City. The interchange, after all, is the first in all of Oklahoma. But these are all stretches for comparables to London, wouldn't you say? Westminster Abbey and the Churchill War Rooms and the Parliament Building with Big Ben does remind me of the fabulous Stafford Air and Space Museum, Lucille's Roadhouse, and its historic highway gas station, all three on the eastern edge of Western Oklahoma in Weatherford. Of course, there's that little palace near the heart of London with the guards who change all of the time. I think it's called Buckingham Palace, which in a stretch compares to maybe the Oklahoma Veterans Center Palace or the Oklahoma Department of Transportation Palace, both in Clinton. Say, don't look now, but I think I just compared London, England to Western Oklahoma, so I guess it can be done, but not well. I could be wrong now, but I don't think so. One thing the two really could have in common, that is Western Oklahoma and downtown London, is drizzly, foggy weather. What's with this fog recently in Western Oklahoma? You've heard of London fog, right? If you can't see anything in Western Oklahoma because of the fog, it could just as well be London. Squint your eyes and it becomes a bloody splitting image of London. This may be a new Chamber of Commerce promotional tool. Oh, I say now, Western Oklahoma, the new London of America? Maybe not. That's my take on it. For Paragon Communications, I'm Paul Joseph.